You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. Okay, guys, you just heard me talking about the audience and the importance of the audience. Now let's get into what we are going to be saying in front of this audience. And that brings me to the mantra. The mantra is the golden whistle that wakes up the sleeping whites to the white genocide. And I'm going to read the mantra to you guys in just a minute here. But first, I'm going to tell you that when we are on these forums, until you get really good at this and you really understand the thinking behind the mantra, you are always going to open up with the mantra whenever possible. Now, I know some areas like the YouTube comment section, there isn't enough room for the full mantra. You can cut it up and paste it into, you know, four posts on YouTube if you want to. But when there's a forum that has enough room for the mantra, you're going to copy and paste the whole mantra. And fortunately, at WhitakerOnline.org, you should already know where that is if you're listening to me at this point. You can see right near the top of the page, above Bob's blog, you see where it says the mantra. You click on that and you see the mantra perfect right there for you to select, copy, and paste in forums all over the internet. And it's the best opener when you enter a forum to get the conversation, especially when it's already on race. If you see a forum somewhere and the conversation is about race, racity, race, 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 go for the mantra. You know, go for pasting the whole thing. Now, I caution you, sometimes some of these forums have something that we've nicknamed the Despot. It's like our little robot program, you know, when it sees spam on the forum. And a lot of these forums have been hit with the mantra already. So I do recommend maybe purposely going in and misspelling a word or two, something like that. Just put in a couple purposeful typos. People will still be able to read it and understand what it says. But a couple typos in there and it won't seem like something that's been copied and pasted in the way that gets it automatically deleted from the forum. Because, again, we want that audience to see it. So until you get good at this, you can start using the simple weapons. You know, we're not a sniper yet. We're just a rifleman right now, you know. And again, this is an allegory. Don't actually do anything violent, you know. Where this is a war of words. Words, words, words. I'm keeping that in mind. If you're that's how we fight this thing. The point is that we stick to the full mantra until you're ready for advanced tactics. And that can take a long time to understand the thinking behind it. But if you want to jump into this thing right away and just start spreading this mantra around, it's very, very useful. So get ready to start copying and pasting this. You can switch around a couple letters here and there, make a couple purposeful typos now and then, so that it doesn't just get automatically deleted by the despots, as we call them. You can search for despots on Bob's blog and you'll see what he has to say about them, so that'll catch you up on those real quick. But anyway, full mantra until you have a good grasp on the thinking behind it. There are many mantras on the swarm on the forum that go into the YouTube comment sections that fit into those really, really easily. And again, the same thing goes if you want to copy and paste anything from there. You do want to switch around a little bit of the grammar or put a couple purposeful typos in something, because when you copy and paste the same thing over and over again in YouTube, you can easily get your account suspended or banned because they'll see that as spam. Just changing around a couple letters here and there prevents that from happening. So just keep that in mind. But again, whenever possible, stick to the full mantra, especially when you open up into a forum. Now, later on, you'll see objections to the mantra, and then you can get in and start bouncing points that still relate to stuff that's in the mantra, but it's stuff that relates to the mantra that we're going to use to handle the objections, and we're going to bounce points off of the people that are going to attempt to argue with it. Okay, but the best opener is always the full mantra verbatim, cut and pasted into these forums and comment sections. Because remember, it's about the audience, and it's the kind of thing where when people read it and they see it, even if they disagree with it at first, they start seeing evidence of it, and that's what wakes them up. You're not necessarily going to wake them up instantly. If you say it to someone, they might have the blank stare on their face, like you might as well be a space alien talking to them or something like that. So don't necessarily understand it when they first hear it or read it, but it's the kind of thing they cannot unread and they cannot unhear. They start seeing the evidence of it, and they also hear it or read it repeated. And the more they see it, the more they start to think about it, and then they realize that it is really happening. It's going on. It's so against all their programming, and it exposes all the flaws and internal contradictions in their programming, that it will get to them. But the important thing is repetition. So it is okay to be cutting, sorry, copying and pasting the mantra into these forums and doing it over and over and over again, and continue using it until you don't have to anymore. And you'll know that when it's possible for you to point out the underlying argument behind all the anti-white statements and always bring it back to white genocide. And even for a lot of our experienced guys, going right back to the full mantra is still the most effective tactic that they have. And I, for example, still open up with the mantra whenever possible, with the full mantra verbatim. And I'm going to read that to you guys now. Everybody says there is this race problem. Everybody says this race problem will be solved when the third world pours into every white country and only into white countries. The Netherlands and Belgium are just as crowded as Japan or Taiwan, but nobody says Japan or Taiwan will solve this race problem by bringing in millions of third worlders and, quote, assimilating, unquote, with them. Everybody says the final solution to this race problem is for every white country and only white countries to assimilate, i.e., intermarry with all those non-whites. What if I said there was this race problem, and this race problem would only be solved if hundreds of millions of non-blacks were brought into every black country and only into black countries? How long would it take anyone to realize I'm not talking about a race problem, I am talking about the final solution to the black problem? And how long would it take any sane black man to notice this, and what kind of psycho black man wouldn't object to this? But if I tell that obvious truth about the ongoing program of genocide against my race, the white race, liberals and respectable conservatives agree that I am a Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. They say they are anti-racist. What they are is anti-white. Anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. So there you have it, guys. That's the mantra. That is what you're going to be cutting, copying, and pasting. I keep sticking my foot in my mouth with that cutting. I mean copying and pasting. You can't cut anything off of Bob's page. Or if you have it, if you have the tech to do that, please don't. We need it there. So copy and paste that around, and that can fit into a lot of forums. You probably want to make yourself a second Yahoo profile or a second Yahoo email address. Open it up, save your password and your handle for that. Just for in case they try shutting you down or something like that, you don't lose previous emails in your old email account or anything. Because again, our enemy is so afraid of this message that they can't address it, they can't argue with it, because it points out such an obvious double standard, an internal contradiction that people cannot ignore. That's the thing that they don't like about it. So the only thing they can do is silence it and try to keep people from seeing it. And that's exactly why we are passing it around so much. So it does help to make a couple spelling errors in there on purpose. Just, in the word problem, move the L and the B around, or in the word hundreds, the R and the D, or something like that, so that the copy and paste searchers that search for stuff that's been copied and pasted can't find it with just a tiny little spelling error in there. We're going to keep using that full mantra for a while and continue reading what other Bugsers that are more experienced have been doing. Take a look at their post. When they post where they posted the mantra, and you take a look at the discussion taking place after the mantra has been posted, if they're handling the objections to the mantra when people try to argue it, then you'll start to learn the other stuff that you can post too. And by all means, steal each other's material. We are not here for credit. Again, we are here to do what is effective. And if someone shows you something effective and you see it working to wake up whites to the ongoing genocide of our race, go ahead and copy what they're doing. We're all about copying and repeating, because we are spreading this consistent message. That's the importance of what we're doing here. And again, when you open up, use that full mantra. I mean, it's the full mantra was put together after being tested out on anti-whites. Bob went to the Opposing Views forum on Stormfront and practiced this in battle against the anti-whites, and it's been formulated through experience to find the message that serves best at targeting that audience and waking them up to the attempt to exterminate us through assimilation in all white countries and only white countries. So again, use that full mantra. I can't say it or repeat it enough. Use that full mantra until you don't need it anymore.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.